Hello, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Maria Dua.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi,
hello?
Hi. This is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Maria Diaz.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
All right, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So I see you just got transferred over from CAIA, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So you're interested in applying for home care services?
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing. Okay, let me just run through the process with you, just because.
Yes.
I like to tell the patients a little bit about it. Are you calling about yourself or for somebody else?
Myself.
Okay. So the enrollment process.
And her caretaker is on the line too, so we're both on the line.
Yes.
Your caregiver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi. Fine, great. So the process usually takes a couple of weeks. The patient has to get approved from the county and the state. So The state requests two assessments and they come to your home. They have to see if you're physically and financially eligible. And then once that's done, you have to get approved from the county, which they have a financial approval. They request some financial documents. Once that's all sent in, it usually takes a couple of days, up to about 2-3 weeks before we get an approval from them. And then we can have someone discuss hours with you.
I'm covering you.
So usually the process takes about 6 weeks, I'd say. I just like to let the patient know that before they get into it, because that is about how long it'll take. And I want you to know that. Mm-hmm. I also have to confirm a couple of things with you. Are you making more than $2,900 a month?
No.
How about, do you own a home or a car?
No.
Or do you have any assets for over $8,000, whether in cash value, in the bank, any objects, anything for over $8,000, any savings?
Nothing.
Okay. Are you living with minors?
I'm living alone.
Living alone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're not married, correct?
No, not.
Okay, fine. So you should be financially eligible. I just like to confirm that before we start so we know exactly where we're holding with the process, okay?
Yes, understandable.
The first step is to schedule an assessment with the broker at Maximus. Maximus is the company run by the state, which they will give you the approval from the state. So they have two assessments. We need to schedule the first one now. When we hang up, I can give you their number, and I can transfer you over to them as well. Okay?
Yes.
Let me give you their number now. Can you write it down, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's 877.
877.
550.
550, yeah.
4227.
Got it.
Okay. And I want you to save my number as well so you have it. Just also, so once you schedule the assessment, if you can text me to let me know the date and time you scheduled for. And if you have any questions throughout the process, I want you to just have my number saved on your phone. Okay? So it's 267.
267.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7438. And like I said, my name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator. You can see me as Abigail from Family First Care. Also, I want you to remember our agency name. It's Family First Care.
Family First Care. Got it. And your name is Abigail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Yes, ma'am.
And then one more thing. When you schedule this assessment or buy the assessment, the broker is going to give you a form to fill out by your doctor. What we usually do is we have someone call you to fill out the form, and like this, you won't have to go down to the doctor.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. They're going to be calling from a New York number, so just look out for a New York area code. It'll probably be 718, but I don't know exactly which number they're calling from. But, yeah, it's going to be a New York number, so they're going to call you to fill out the doctor's form, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So if you can call them after we hang up, would you like for me to transfer you, or you'll just call them right away?
You can, because we'll be able to just continue with what we're going on.
Sorry?
Yeah, you can transfer me over.
Okay, fine. If the transfer doesn't go through, then just call that 877 number that I gave you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. We'll be in touch. Text me with the date and time, okay?
Will do.
Okay, great. Just a
appreciate
I'm going to transfer you. Sure.